WXW, say red 1. WATPT.
Hey, Don. WAFU.
Hey, Sean. Man, my voice will not cooperate. I'm still messing around with my radios. I'm trying to see if the colors are okay. I haven't got the open spot yet.
Alright, I was just curious if maybe you were working on that one for, is it Tom?
Yep, it's Tom. I got one question about that. I haven't started playing with it yet, but something popped into my head, and I don't know if it was for just the MV9600 or for these HTs too. Did you try changing your wattage at all when you were trying to use the Tevis?
No, I had it on the lowest setting, like, 50 milliwatts or whatever. Whatever the lowest setting it would allow, and never really tried anything different.
All right, I'll have to play around with that, because I remember something about there was a glitch in the firmware where at a certain low wattage, it wouldn't work. But I can't remember if it was for the HTs and the mobile radio or just one or the other. So that's going to be the first thing I'm going to play with.
That would explain a lot.
Yep. All right. I am going to unplug my hotspot and make sure that I still got my RF set right in my radio because I want to make sure because it just says something weird on the screen. But I'm pretty sure it's working for the RF.
Okay. Let me know if I can assist in any way. WATPT.
NAKPP. NAJPP, I'll copy WAMW. Statewide 1.
Very good. How are you doing? NAKPP here in New Baltimore, Michigan.
Yeah, not too bad tonight. I'm over in the Rockford area, North Grand Rapids. Just out for a little drive. Just got back from Detroit and heading home. Be home in about 15 minutes. Name on this end is Mike. I just heard your call out there, so I thought I'd say hi.
Very good. You're via RF, I take it, right? Or are you on a hotspot?
Yeah, no, I'm on RF. Yep, I'm on a radio in the car talking in the downtown Grand Rapids, is what it says on my radio right now, which is a pretty good haul for tonight. So UFM's working pretty good.
Yeah, it's been working good lately, and digital is a lot more forgiving. So, yeah, I'm going through the Mount Clemens repeater as well. So you're sounding good. What do you got for radio?
Yeah, I'm going into a bit of a hole, so hopefully I'll hold it. But I'm on a Motorola XPR 5550 on a 03 handheld control head.
Oh, very good. That's what I have. That's all I have for all the gamer stuff is XPRs with a couple 7550s and a lot of probably 3 or 4 550s, 1 450. This one here is the hockey puck or hockey stick mic. It's in the house. And out in the car, I've got the DTMF microphones. Not the remote controller, the complete head, but the them. And one or two of them I've got programmed with the front programming software. I don't use it, but I have it programmed with it in.
Yeah, very good. Well, you sound good tonight. Yeah, that's all good. I think we talked to you a couple of weeks back, maybe. Might have been a month ago now already, but sounds familiar. I thought you were into the Motorola stuff here, so that's awesome. I don't have too much going on for radios in this car right now. This is about all I have in my service vehicle right now. So had some other ones, but not at the moment.
Very good. Yeah, I think I was talking to you maybe a couple, 3 weeks back. You had a couple P25 radios too, right? I think that was you.
Yeah, I sure do. That's right. Not in this vehicle, but yes, in my normal vehicle, yes. I have a VHF P25 repeater and several 900 megahertz P25 repeaters. So, yep, running an XTL 5000 with an 05 at 900 meg for P25 and very similar on VHF, although I am just now starting to convert to the APX line, so new experiences.
Okay, well, you let me know how that goes. I get a hamburger over here that's pretty familiar commercially with the APX line, and I know that there's a P25 network that connects at east and west, and there's some talk of reviving it. So a lot of the repeaters around here are dual mode, but the dual mode, it will take it, but it won't go anywhere. You know, I mean, it only uses the one repeater, so they've got some work to do in order to do it. So, but there is some talk of it, so hopefully we'll get that stuff all hooked back up. That'd be on UHF, and then on the VHF side, I know there's one in McClemens, but I have to ask about that, find out where it goes and what it does. But I think that's the one that does connect to the connects east and west.
Okay, yeah. Are those Central Michigan Emergency Network P25 machines that connect into the comparator with a bunch of other ones, or something more standalone? I'm not as familiar with those machines over there, but I am connected with my 900 into a bunch of stuff from over there. But most of it's falls under the Central Michigan Emergency Network group.
No, I think it's something else. I don't know. I'll have to investigate it. I don't have anything P25. That's probably going to be my next quest. But I'm kind of holding off to see what's going to happen with the stuff around here. So I think that's got a little bit ways to go. So I don't want to throw anything in it, because if nothing can hear you, what's the reason for having it? And around here, it was just like this one. The DMR is everywhere. So no matter where I go around here, I can catch DMR. So I'll be heading your side of the state over to St. Joe on a Thursday for a funeral. So, and I grew up over there on your side of the state in Pawpaw. So work and life and everything else brought me over here. And now the kids are all growing up and they're over here. So I have a feeling I'm going to spend the rest of my days living on the east side of the state.
Yeah, totally understand. Well, I've been working over there lately, so I've been doing the long haul back and forth. Not too bad, about 2.5 hours from where I've been working to home. So getting in a little later tonight than I wanted to, but yeah, I'm going to travel some this week to Pentwater tomorrow and back to Detroit on Thursday. So it's been a bit busy, but I do enjoy listening along on Statewide 1 as I travel. So am I still doing all right? I'm getting quite a ways from the repeater, and I don't want to drop out on you. There's nothing north here where I'm headed right now, although there's one in the works.
Actually, you're doing remarkably well. No blips, no digital noise, no nothing. If anything, you sound a tad muffled. But other than that, nothing else to really say anything about. What do you do that brings you over our way?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Wally. WAFU.
Hey, John, what's up? Did we bring something?
No, I just want to say hi to Mike while he's over in this side of town. We don't talk directly too often unless I'm calling him because I can't get a hold of Fred and I need him to reprogram something.
I think I heard somebody jump in there. I apologize. And I flipped the repeaters, so I'm sorry, whoever that was, go ahead. Go right MW.
Go ahead, Sean. Hey, Sean, go ahead. That was really weird. Mike, are you still there? A-B-P. I see you. That's two radios on.
All right, W-A-T-B-T, is that working?
Yes.
All right, I guess I got to make a different talk group for my RF ones. I got it working, though, but I could scroll through all of them. So that means, I don't know if that means I could turn this one over to a different talk group. I don't want to, but yeah. But I know what I gotta do to get it to work for now, though. I think I got to put a different talk group in and just put it for RF talk groups.
Well, there are two different talk groups. You know that, right? When you're on the PyStar or whatever version of that you're using, you have to be 31261. When you're on RF, you have to be on 51. There's no real relationship between the two.
Right, yeah, I understand that. It's just what's weird is I don't have my PyStar on at all right now. And I had to put this into a talk group in order for it for me to be able to transmit. So I put it in the PyStar talk group, and I do have in that talk group I have it with the 3126 or whatever one, and I have it at, as MI5 statewide 1 and 51. I'm sorry. So I have that both in that list, and it must have just found it no matter what one I have selected, because I had the Who Cares one selected, but you were still hearing me at first. I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, it sounds a little tad overmodulated. I don't know, is there anybody else around here? What do they think? I got to fix your contact information on this radio, FTCKWIY, so that must have been you in the old days. So, I don't know, Sean or Dave, somebody else around?
That was my old call sign before May of, this year, was it? Maybe last year, I don't know. So you got to update your digital contact.
Yeah, well, I can only hold like 900 of them. I'm using a radio, a commercial radio. So I just tag them as I hear them. I put a star there. That means I hear them. And then after so long, if they still have a dash in, I might just delete them. That means it's not anybody around here. Just what somebody said. There's like only five of us that around here that are on this stuff. So, and usually the same five that you talk to, you can recognize their voice. And it could be Pete, just in case.
All right, well, I got it to work, and I just, so basically, when I'm running it with my PyStar, the bottom one says I'm on channel Captain Don PyStar, because that's the channel in my radio, and then the top one tells me where I'm at, you know, like if I want the Who Cares multi-channel, or the Who Cares DMR, or, you know, worldwide. So when I first turned this on, after I added the talk group to this channel for my PyStar talk group, which I also do have statewide one with 52 in that group, but it was on the Who Cares one, and it was working. But now I've got it, so it says MI5 statewide one on the top and the bottom, so I know I'm in there. But I just think it's odd that I can change that top menu and still be transmitting fine.
Yeah, now you know on RF, if you go to 52, you have to be in time slot 2. You know that, right?
Right. So I got another channel that's statewide 2 that's set up time slot 2. And then I have to, I guess, move the top list to the statewide 2 one on those two. Kind of funky, but I mean, I got it working. I think what I need to do is I need to make another talk group list that's for just for MI5, and then it's still going to be the same thing, though, because then I still got to select MI5 on the top and the bottom on this MD9600. I guess I could just leave it like this, because I know what I got to do.
Yeah, and if there's ever an event, a storm event or what have you, that you're involved in on, you know, statewide, whatever, and they say everybody, you know, go to, you know, 5354. All of the odd numbers are 1. All of the even numbers are 2. So if they say, okay, for this tornado, blah, 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 you know, everybody go to 5-4, that means you have to go to slot 2. Just saying, in case you didn't know that.
guys, make sure you leave a 5-second gap between your transmissions, keying up way too quickly.
All right, ID. I think they didn't show who you were. Yeah, I keep forgetting about that with DMR. Whoa, what is that?
Yeah, they didn't identify on my mobile, but he did identify on my digital screen, so I have to fix that one too.
Well, the reason why I didn't ID is because you guys are too quick keying, and so the network's not able to compensate. You gotta leave 5 seconds between transmissions and then the next person talking. Otherwise, it's just gonna mess things up.
Yeah, well, you're showing up as 16242932. I don't know what that number is. Wait, never mind. That's on my end. I'm sure of it.
All right. All right, I left more than 5 seconds there. I want to see if Dave shows up now or not. So leave a 5-second break, and then Dave, go ahead and key up, and I want to see if it identifies you.
Well, how about me?
Yep, that 4 it is showing you, Sean. And it wasn't showing Dave earlier. I think I was getting the same number that Wally was getting.
That's got to be on his end, because that number does not show up in my code plug. I just downloaded it and looked. So that might be on Dave's end, pushing that number out.
I don't know if he's looking at his code book or what. He's not coming in at all if he's trying to. He's still there, Dave? KF8S, this is W8CPT.
He's probably back on analog. All right, anyhow, I'll be right with you.
Yep, it says Sean and... you called, so my code plug is right there, so and your number's right, so that's good.
Yeah, this helped me out, so now I know what I got to do to get the event 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the radio, so I can change it. So I got to make another talk group just for MI5, and then put in the 5-3, 5-4, 5-5, and yada yada, and then I can change it on the top. If they say to, you know, for some reason to go to the event 3, and then I'll know how to do it. So I think I got it figured out now. Woohoo! all right, I'm going to go back over to the other side. W8CPT, clear.
Back to the analog world. 10-8-K-BP.
You still listening, Wally?
Yes, sir.
Do you detect a large difference in audio between Don and I?
Don was louder, but it isn't anything that I had to do with just the volume for. He just was a tad louder. You were just a tad softer. I think that yours is probably closer to where it should be than what Don's was. Don's was like he was a little closer. He had a little bit too much mic gain on his. I think yours is just about right. Just my best guess.
Okay, I can't say, but, you know, it's always, you know, with reference to others, but you're markedly down from Don. I actually have to manipulate my volume control between you and Don. You know, he's either blowing my speaker out or I can't hear you, so it's a struggle. I was just wondering if I was, way down from Don like you or up closer to Don. So just FYI.
Okay. I picked up the mic and held it to my mouth like I'm supposed to. Is this any better?
Yeah, I believe that's better. I don't think it's still quite as loud as Don was, but it's better, yes.
All right. Well, give me a minute. I'm going to adjust it here. I'll be back. I'll be on the analog side. I'm doing my handy ducky here.
W8FU.
All right, John, I dropped my mic down a little bit. Is that better?
Yeah, you guys are a lot closer now. I don't have to
run for my volume control anymore.
All right, yeah, it was set on zero. I dropped it down to -3, and that's where it's at now. So I forgot I did that on my HP, and I didn't do it on the mobile. So that was probably it, W8CPT.
Okay, yeah. No, I just, it's important to point that out so we can all make the necessary adjustments. I just happened to notice it here and was struggling with it a bit, so. You know, if I was, there'd be others struggling with it as well. Can't say who's right, but there's a big difference. It sounds like everybody's figuring it out.
W8CPT, am I still in here?
Yes, you are.
All right, I got it figured out now. I got a talk group just for this, and then I can switch through... let's see, my statewide one channel can go through all the 5.1 through 5.6, and also my statewide two channel can go through 1 through 6. So then I can get any event channel depending on odds and evens and all that. I think I got it figured out. So there we go, W8CPT.
Sounds like a good plan. Anyhow, so you're not going to be able to test that open spot until you get your till you get the cable. Better knowing that. Hell, I have one right here. I should have brought it. Oh, well. Sorry.
So this better or worse? Volume check.
Well, let's hear a little bit more. Give me test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Don has brought his down, so he and I should be pretty similar. My initial thought is you're still down, but let me hear it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Test 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, that's right. There's a little screw on the back of this microphone. I remember that. You were telling me about that.
What are you hearing, Don?
I'm hearing what you're hearing. He's a little low compared to you.
Give me a minute. I'll find a screwdriver.
Yeah, he's quite low compared to you. So I don't know how you and I compare, but he's quite low compared to you.
You guys are close. Just give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Roger Dodger, KFAS.
See, now you're a little quiet too, so maybe, maybe they're the correct ones, and we're too loud.
Yeah, I'm going to say that Wally is quieter than Dave. Dave's quieter than you, and you're really loud. So you might be right. Maybe I should bump mine down another few decibels. All right, I bumped it to -6. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, and I've dropped mine from 4 to 2. Mine's got digital level 1 through 5. It was on 4. I dropped it down to 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Dave, what say you?
Let's try that again. I don't think my last transmission made it through. This is level 3 on mine.
Okay, I'm at level 2 on mine, so your sounds, I mean, it's hard to tell without a reference, but your sounds pretty good at 3 to me. But Don, how do Dave and I sound now compared to each other?
All right, Dave is a little bit lower than you. How do I sound compared to Dave?
Loud.
N8KPP.
All right. I'm at -6 decibels, and I started out at 0. And then I went to -3, and then I went to -6. So I went down 3 steps since the beginning. And I just heard N8KPP. He sounded about equal with Dave, I think, but I got to hear them both talk again. So, Wally, you go ahead, and then Dave, follow up, and then Sean, follow that, and then I'll compare all three.
Okay. Yeah, I just went ahead and turned off my automatic mic gain and set it at -1, so, because I have to go the other direction just to see. But I'm using that hockey puck mic. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I'm just using the built-in microphone on the NH1168. So it does have an auto gain. I want to try it, but I feel like it doesn't work too well, because last time I tried it, it was, I was okay at first, and then it lowered my copy here, so I don't know. Anyways, hopefully this is a long enough test. KFAS.
Okay, and I've got one level, one step down I can go from here. Wally's quietest, Dave's up a little bit from there, and everybody's lower than Don to me. And I don't know where I fall in the whole kettle of fish. Don?
Okay, I kind of feel like, Sean, you're louder than Dave. Dave's louder than Wally. I think I like where you're at. So if we could get all of us to be at where you're at now, let me see where my volume's at. Yeah, I like where you're at. So if we can all get to your level. Dave's kind of close. He's got to jump up one, I think. I would guess Wally would have to jump up two. And I don't know about me. I think I'm too loud from what you guys are saying.
I kind of worry that this is my nighttime voice, and then I'll be louder next time I'm using the radio. So I bumped mine up to four. Over.
Okay, I want to hear Wally now.
Okay, I'm at plus two now on the digital mic gain. So it takes me a bit because I got to push it through a code plug. I can't push it through the radio.
And you're up. You're sounding better. You guys are closer. You and Dave are closer. I went down to one. I'm at one digital setting. See where that puts me with relation to the other guys. Don?
All right. Dave and Wally, both say something. Dave first.
All right. There we go. KFAS, testing 1, 2, 3. Simple, compound, complex. I'm reading off of the wall.
I don't know if I can go simple, compound, complex, but my digital mic gain is set at plus two, and I left the analog mic gain on. So the automatic gain control for the analog on turned the digital off and set it for plus two.
Okay, I think Sean and Dave are equal amount. You're still a little bit low, Wally. And then we got to figure out where I'm at in the bunch.
I'll be right back.
I would concur. Wally still sounds down a little bit. Dave sounds pretty good. You sound a little hot. Not a lot. You know, you're not, you know, the good thing is that nobody's distorted, right? You know, because that's the biggest thing you want to avoid. People get on there. Well, you know, you don't want to be so quiet. You know, you can't hear, but you're not distorting, which is, I hear that all every once in a while in the digital modes, and oh, God, that's horrible. But anyhow, there's a little chit-chat. Dave sounds pretty good to me. If I sound pretty similar to Dave, then you might just have to come down a few dB, maybe another three or something like that, Dave. Don, WAFU.
All right, I dropped it down another three, so hopefully that's closer to what you're hearing on Dave. And then we'll let Dave say something real quick, and then maybe Wally will be ready after that.
There we go. Sometimes my hotspot doesn't kick in. All right, I'm talking. I'm going to be a little bit louder just to see if this makes any more distortion. So if this was daytime, I would probably talk like this. Over.
I like it. Put a lock on it.
Innate KPP. I'm at 5. Gain 5 from negative 3 at gain 5. Anybody notice any difference? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm liking all three of you, and I'm at negative 12 now, so am I equaling everybody else from what everybody else is hearing?
Close enough for government work.
Yeah, I concur. I think everybody's at a good level now.
Now let's bring in a third party. Who else is listening out here to come in and just blow us all out of the water?
You guys are too loud.
Well, I will say I turned on my HT, too, and all three of you sound at the same level on my HT. So from my mobile to my HT, you're sounding pretty good.
Okay, guys, I got to call it night. I got an early morning, so you all have a good night. can chat a little bit later in 8KPP.
All right, Wally. Yeah, you're sounding a lot better now, and I don't have to fidget with my volume control. Everybody's close enough to, you know, no problem. So, and you were never distorting, Don, but you were too loud, but you weren't distorting, so that was good. But now you're in there with the rest of us. So, all right, good deal. Hopefully everybody's got it. And I'll just keep it in mind. I've heard that before about the digital setting on these. They have to be set down a little bit. I think the same thing affects my Fusion radio as well. Okay, I'm gonna get over to the node. We've been annoying enough people with this. W8FU.
All right, I'll catch you over there. W8CPT.